Bien sûr, ce n'est pas la Seine, ce n'est pas le bois de Vincennes, mais c'est bien joli tout de même. À Göttingen, à Göttingen, pas de quai, pas de...
People can still sing you a line or two from Barbara's 1964 song Göttingen. This song probably did as much to bring Franco-German reconciliation to French and quite a few German hearts as the Élysée Treaty itself. Barbara's real name was Monique Serre. She was Jewish. She'd had to hide during the war to avoid being deported to the death camps. When she was invited to go and sing in the German city of Göttingen, she thought first of refusing to go. But when she did go, was it the roses they threw on the stage over which she tiptoed in her bare feet, or the warmth of the cheers and applause she received from packed houses night after night? She ended up going to sit in a park and write this song full of tenderness and melancholy.
C'est la mélancolie même, à Göttingen, quand il ne savait rien.
They know better than us, I think, our kings of France, Hermann, Peter, Helga and Hans, in Göttingen, she wrote, and that the days never return of blood and hatred, because there are people I love in Göttingen. Charles de Gaulle didn't say anything so very different when he visited Germany just before he and Adenauer signed the Élysée Treaty, and from a balcony addressed a large crowd in German.
Wenn Sie alle so um mich herum versammeln sehen.
When I see you all assembled around me, when I hear your messages, I feel, even more than before, the esteem and the trust I have in your great nation. Yes, for the great German nation. Long live Bonn. Long live Germany. Long live Franco-German friendship.
Es lebe die deutsch-französische Freundschaft.
Heady days full of good intentions and cultural misunderstandings, which began approximately 3 seconds after de Gaulle and Adenauer had signed the Élysée Treaty. The two men stood, the crowd applauded. De Gaulle, a towering 6'5", advanced towards the German, his arms open wide. The photographic evidence of the time shows the expression on Adenauer's face is one of utter panic. He takes a step backwards, but one of his aides, more knowledgeable about the way these Frenchies do things perhaps, pushed him forward, and Adenauer ended up in de Gaulle's arms. It's not a very dignified thing for a man to hug a much taller man, something which I'm sure de Gaulle knew full well. A funny way to start a friendship, but then France and Germany's is a funny friendship. One of politicians and businessmen, but not really of the people. It's as if all those twin towns, exchange programmes and Arte Franco-German TV just never happened. Few French people ever go to Germany, bar trendies looking for a rave party, and only 4% claim to be able to speak the language. So Germany, in French minds, is Angela Merkel, big cars and beer. French people do not know that the food and service on German high-speed trains is much, much better than on French high-speed trains. Most are probably not even aware that Germany has high-speed trains. They do not know that Germans work shorter hours than the French, or that the pace of life in Berlin is more like Sunday morning in Provence than the Russian bustle of Paris. But the recent success of the German economy is no longer only impressing people on the political right in France. The sombre idea that France should carry out the ghastly reforms the Germans inflicted upon themselves is gathering ground even on the left. France's close but ever unknown neighbour has a tiresome way of being successful.